Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to the Bulky Blue Podcast. And today I am going to be talking about the Barnsley match briefly, and then the Newcastle preview for the match against Newcastle tomorrow in the Premier League at 8 o'clock UK time PM. So, just quickly, before I get into the Barnsley review, I didn't do a preview or review for that game because I'll be like, there was a family matter happened and yeah, it threw me off for a while, but I'm back and here I am, basically. So looking back at the Barnsley game, I'm not going to spend too much time on it. But basically, we were very sloppy, very lucky, but the job got done. We had Kepa playing, Gilmore, Kante, double six. The lineup was strong enough that we should have done more than what we did. To be fair, Barnsley gave it to us. If they were a better team, they would have beat us the other day. But it is what it is. As I said, we got the job done. We're through. Mainly thanks to Tammy Abraham. Big goal onside, by the way. And a goal line clearance from him as well. And yeah, I mean, there's not really much I can say to that. We've got the FA Cup final draw. So we play Sheffield United at home in the quarterfinals. You got Everton versus Man City, Bournemouth versus Southampton, and Leicester versus Manchester United. So if Everton can knock Man City out of the cup, then I think that's best case scenario for us, because Leicester or United are going to knock each other out, one or the other. And then if we can avoid Leicester or Man United in the next round, and like, because I hope it's Everton beating Man City and it's a cup game, anything can happen, then we should, in theory, get to the final. I mean, we can. Obviously, we've got the capabilities of doing so. I'd like to see Tuchel win a trophy. But it is what it is. I mean, is it written in the start? Because last time we played Arsenal in the final and lost 2-1. We then won it the following year playing Man United in the final. So, will that happen again? Who knows? I predicted, when was it? I think I was saying it to a friend of mine that I said that it would be a Manchester derby and Chelsea versus Southampton in the semi-final, and then Chelsea versus Man City in the final. But as I said, who knows? We'll have to wait and see. Magic of the FA Cup. That's just about it from what I've got to say about the Barnsley review. Short, sweet. What more do you want? But moving into the Newcastle game. Now, I haven't watched a press conference. I've only gone over like some of the notes from the Sky Sports app. And it said about team news. The first thing it said was Silva's still out, but Werner is fit. He had a dead leg, and well, basically, he didn't play against Barnsley because he had a dead leg, and he should be fit, and he's back in full training and all that. With how he played against Sheffield, I think it was. He was absolutely brilliant that day. And man the match easily. But because he didn't score, people won't really talk about it or remember it. But he was vital in both goals we scored against Sheffield, and there's what it is. But he's fit. He deserves to start tomorrow. Other than that, I don't think we got any injuries. It didn't say we got any other injuries. However, Newcastle are without four players. They're without Wilson, Shah, Mankio with injuries, and Jeff Hendrick with a suspension. However, they have got Kieran Clark back. So, Wilson being out for us is a good sign. Shah being out is a good sign for us. And Jeff Hendrick being out is a good sign for us. Because that's three of their best players. We've still got to watch out for the likes of St. Maximin, because he is rapid and very dangerous. But I think we've got the capabilities of doing so. Tuchel will know fine well what St. Maximin's like, I think. Because I think he was at PSG. His first season at PSG, Maximin was still in the league. So you can only hope. But in their last six games, Newcastle have lost four and won two. So in order of earliest to most recent was a 3-0 loss to Arsenal, a 2-0 loss to Villa, a 2-0 loss to Leeds, a 2-0 win at Everton, a 2-1 loss at Palace, and a 3-2 win against Southampton. Now, if we look at our own form table, in our last six, we've had 5 wins and 1 draw. So it was 3-1 against Luton, Lampard's last game in charge. Then since Tuchel came in, 0-0 against Wolves, 2-0 win against Burnley, 1-0 win against Spurs, 2-1 win against Sheffield United, and a 1-0 versus Barnsley. So if I just quickly calculate aggregate, that is a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 7, 1, 7, 3, 9, 4, 12, 6. Newcastle have scored 6, conceded 12 in their last 6 matches. So they have a negative 6 goal difference. And we have a 3-1, 3-1, 5-1, 6-1, 8-2, 9-2. So we have a plus 7 goal difference. We've scored less, but we've scored 3 less, but conceded. We've scored more, but conceded less. Sorry. We've got a plus 7, they've got a minus 6. So, I mean, can't really ask much more than that. As for the team that I'd play, bearing in mind that Silva is out, gotta go Mendy in goal. Have to. We played 3 different formations against Barnsley. We started with a 3 at the back. Then we moved to a 4. And then we moved to a 4-3-3. So I think we'll play 4-2-3-1. I think. Which means I think it'll be Reece James right back. Given Silva is injured, I think it'll be Zouma and Rudiger. And I think in a 4, Chilwell. The 2 in front, 2 of our best players since he has come in, Jorginho and Kovar. Hudson-Odoi on the right. Nope, not an R. Hudson-Odoi. Right, actually, scrap that. 3-4-2-1. So, Mendy in goal. Zuma. AC. Rudiger. No, not. Oh, God's sake. I'm having a proper mind meltdown right now, guys. Mendy in goal. Azpi. Rudy. Zuma. As the three centre backs. Right wing back. Cho. Left wing back. Either Alonso or Chile. Centre mids. Centre mids. Do I put Mount in there to have Kai? So Jorginho, Kova as our midfield with Hudson-Odoi right, Alonso or Chile be left. Then Kai and Mount behind Werner. So yeah, that 3-4-2-1. Mendy, Aspi, Rudiger, Zuma, Hudson-Odoi, Jorginho, Kova, and either Alonso or Chilwell, and then Kai and Mount behind Timo. If we were to go 4-3-3, you could put Kai and Hudson-Odoi behind Werner and move Mount into the midfield. But if we play a 4, Chilwell has to be the full left fullback, Reece right fullback. There's so many options that Tuchel has here, and there's a couple of players who I don't think have warranted earning their start, if you ask me. Because, yeah, I don't think they have. You look at, like, for example, I know he had a proper howler against Sheffield United, but apart from that, Rudiger's looked half decent. Aspi has been solid, whereas Christensen, well, he tried fucking headbutting the ball against Barnsley and he got kicked in the head, like, when he's on the floor. Right, as in he tried headering the ball when he's on the floor. It's just like, it is so, like, for example, Mendy needs to start over Kepa. I think that's a given. Zuma hasn't been playing much, and I'm really, 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 really wanting to see what he can do under Tuchel. Aspi and Rudiger, because they're our best available centre-backs, apart from Zuma. Hudson-Odoi, right wing-back, because he has been phenomenal there. Alonso or Chilwell, because, well, Chilwell has been poor lately. Alonso has just come back in. So, take your pick. Jorginho and Kovacic, under Tuchel, have worked in the double pivot. Kai needs to play. Mount is our player of the season so far, in my opinion. And Werner was man of the match against Sheffield, so he has to come in. So I think the lineup pretty much picks itself. I mean, maybe Werner out for Tammy to protect that injury. But no. Pulisic's been poor. Ziyech has been poor. Who else has been poor? AC, Kepa. Giroud played the other night and barely got a touch. Who else has been poor lately? Well, as I said already, Chilwell can add to that list. You got... Kante, he has been poor lately. Especially his passing. I don't know where the fuck his passing ability's gone. But it's been annoying, the fact that it's gone. There's been a few that have been, to put it politely, dog shit. And do they deserve to start if they're playing dog shit? No. Will we need them? Of course. Because, let's be real, we need a squad. We can't just go with the same 11 players and... Well, it's just something we can't do. We can't go with the same 11 players in all the competitions, given the fact that Champions League starts again soon, and think we're going to, like, keep their fitness levels up and not get injuries or COVID situations, etc., etc. Like, something's going to happen where, like, what happened with Havertz, where we're going to have a player who's either just getting up to form or really performing well, or even if they're not, and someone has to step out because of COVID, and then one of those squad players comes in. The fact of the matter is, regardless of what team we put out tomorrow, we need to pick up 3 points. If we pick up 3 points, we jump Liverpool. Because they lost. Again. Another Alisson blunder. I think they should start changing his name to Alisson Ariza Becker. But Man United dropped points. Spurs dropped points. I think. Who did Spurs play? Spurs played City. Yeah, Spurs played City. So Spurs drop points as well, like, except for Leicester, because they beat Liverpool. Villa, I think, dropped points as well. They got a 0-0 draw. So the chance is there for us to close the gap on the top four again. And then the only one that can overtake us from there is Everton, I think, because of the games played. But we need to win tomorrow. There's no other option. If we are serious about getting back in this top four, that's what needs to happen. It is as simple as that. And I think Tuchel's going to drill that into them. Against Barnsley was the first time I've seen us been poor under him. And it was, our fifth match. But the fact that we were poor and we still managed to walk away from there with a win and through to the next round and a clean sheet speaks credits to how far this team can really go under him. When it got tough the other night, we dug in and we kept going. And it's the same against Sheffield as well. Like, they equalised, and it would have been very easy for us. Well, say they equalised, we fucking gifted it to them. But it would have been very easy for us to just go back to normal, capitulate, and then flop and lose it 2-1, 3-1, 4-1. But we didn't. Immediately, Werner's up the other end, forcing a penalty out of the goalkeeper, which, by the way, right, can I just add two things? One, how the fuck did that goalkeeper stay on the pitch? Because Werner's literally in on goal. And two, how the fuck did that referee miss it first time round? It was more of a stone wall than the Berlin Wall. Like, that penalty decision, how it even needed to be reviewed, is beyond me. And that is what VAR's for. When the referees get an absolute fucking howler and it gets overturned and it gets given the proper decision. Not is his toenail offside or is the sleeve of his shirt offside. Like, bring it. Because if someone's offside by like 3 millimetres or whatever it is, which is some of the stupid things I've seen, how is that an advantage? Because they're moving the opposite ways anyway. The attacker's going towards the goal, and the defender's moving up to try and catch him offside. Like, so I don't get it. How is being offside by that much an advantage? Same as 1 minute they're doing it by the feet, then the arm, then the fucking left nut. Like, people don't know the consistency with VAR. And the point is, they've got some fucking big decisions wrong lately, which is baffling in itself because they're getting multiple watches of it. How are they still getting it wrong? And then what? They get one right, and then all of a sudden you got all these fucking pundits and shit going, did they actually get it right, though? They're bringing their own name into question. And to the point, Mike Dean, last week, he didn't want to referee a match this week because he got death threats. Now, don't get me wrong, I don't agree with the death threats at all. I think they're fucking ridiculous. And, like, way over the top. Like, you can criticise a referee, but why threaten them? But you take that out of the equation. What punishment do referees get? Because you look at players, managers, clubs as a whole. If a player plays poorly, they get dropped, subbed, or sold. Right? If a manager is being poor, they get sacked. If a club has been poor, they get relegated. When referees get decisions wrong that influence all three of them factors, like, for example, Bournemouth should still be in the Premier League because they didn't give a goal that Sheffield United scored against Aston Villa last season in the first game back in Project Restart. It was over the line, it was a mile over the line, and VAR didn't intercept it. They just left it. And that cost Bournemouth relegation. And that was because the officials fucked up. Because, alright, technology. Yeah, it failed. The goal line technology failed. But are they that fucking blind? If however many millions of people watched that match, if we all saw it in lifetime and we could see it on the replays, why couldn't VAR actually step in to do something and get things right, which is what they're meant to do? And go, it's a goal. And then as a result of that, Villa wouldn't have gotten that point, which means Bournemouth would have stayed up on the final day. So a refereeing decision has cost Bournemouth, what, 200 million in TV and sponsorship money? Where's the punishment for referees? Because them referees were refereeing again the following week. They didn't get punished at all. And, like, as I said, I don't condone the death threats at all. I think they're vile. I think they're ridiculous. But referees need to be held accountable as well. Like, interview them after matches. Actually go, why did you give this decision? Because you'll see it. Why did you do this mistake or that mistake? Or why did you pick this player or that player? Like, they ask managers. They ask they ask players. Why can't we ask referees? Why can't referees be mic'd up like they are in rugby, cricket, tennis, American football? They're all mic'd up. Why can't football referees? And same as why are they always fucking old bastards who can't keep up with the game? Oh, I know, we've got young, like, healthy fit, like, young adults, or young men, who are running up and down, up and down, up and down, really athletically, and then you got fucking Lee Mason trying to chase him, and he looks like a walrus with legs. Like, how is that even logical? It is ridiculous. How can you have... It'd be like having a fucking sumo wrestler trying to keep up with Usain Bolt to officiate the race. It's not happening. It doesn't work. You need referees that are on it and there to see everything as clear as day and to keep up with play. You know the amount of times I've seen counter-attacks happen and the ref is just about on the halfway line when the ball's in the back of the fucking net. They're not being held accountable for their shit performances week in, week out. Guarantee you I can look through any of the matches this weekend and find at least one fucking howler and one VAR howler as well. They're not being held accountable and it's bullshit. And this is relevant because the fact that he completely missed it the Werner one. He looked at it and went, nope, not a penalty. And he would point blank, no. How can you miss that? It was as clear as fucking crystal. As clear as a fucking bright blue sky. Like, how have you missed that? Genuinely. Like, I can't deem a world where a referee's looked at and gone, no pen. And I've said it before, they're either corrupt or incompetent. One of the two. And same as, like, again, against Barnsley. Tammy got completely crunched. No foul. Should have been a penalty. No foul. But because they're a championship club, no VAR. But if that fixture was reversed and we were at home, we'd have a VAR. So that brings the integrity of the competition into play. Because how can you have VAR at one ground but not another? It's stupid. It really is stupid. And the fact is, I've said it before, the technology isn't the problem. The problem is the fucking idiots using it. And if they're incompetent on the pitch, they're going to be fucking useless using the technology. And I haven't even seen who our referee is for tomorrow. As a matter of fact, I'm going to look it up right now. Because there's a couple that I don't want. If it's Anthony Taylor, I refuse to watch it. It's as simple as that. Sky Sports. Chelsea. All right, Chelsea fixtures. Let's have a look and see who's refereeing our match tomorrow. Yes, except the cookies. Fuck off. Come on. Who's refereeing it? It doesn't say. Oh, come on, who's the ref? I mean, there are some other stats here. Like, for example, Chelsea manager Thomas Tuchel has never previously managed a top flight match on a Monday. His last match in any competition on this day was in August 2016, leading Borussia Dortmund to a 3-0 win in the first round of the DFB Pokal against Eintracht Trier. Wow. Where can I find the referee? Commentary? Is it on commentary? Bear me 2 seconds. And then I really want to find out who this referee is, because what channel? See, if I'd have written this down beforehand, it'd have shown me who the referee is. Right, match officials. Peter Banks, with the assistant as Neil Davis, James Mainwaring. Kevin Friend as fourth official. VAR, Chris Kavanagh. And Dan Cook. I'm not impressed with that. I mean, Kevin Friend's the one who didn't give the fucking penalty against Sheffield United. Oh, I don't know. But basically, the two I didn't want were Mike Dean and Anthony Taylor. And when you got one of them on the pitch and the other one as VAR, you know you're fucked. Like, it's a simple fact. You are just plain and utterly screwed. But we'll have to see what happens. I mean, I'm hoping for a win. I think we will get the win. I think we'll have too much for them. We're at home, which is another good thing. We've been quite solid at home this season. I'm going to go for a 3-0 win. 3-0. And I think Mount will score first, and Werner will score at any point. Yeah, 3-0 win. Mount first, Werner at any time in the match. But yeah, I mean, who knows? Maybe Werner sets up all three. If we get a penalty, though, I know Jorginho's done all right the last two. But I really want to see it be given to Timo. I just really do, because that goal, because chances are he will score it. Like, it would boost him. Be like, right, I can do this. And I think that's all he needs, because he's been playing well. I just think that elusive goal needs to come. And when it does, the league will watch out, because I think he'll go on a run. He'll go on an absolute tear. And I don't know. But it is what it is. But that is where I'm going to leave it, people. I hope you did enjoy it. If you did, please give it a share around. That would mean the absolute world to me. Follow me on Twitter at CookCO4. That is COOKECO4. And until next time, guys. Just remember, blue is the colour and football is the game. Goodbye.